now it's moved and my little girl's father comes. And he says, is he at a house father? He goes, ahead, me lama. The next night of that, oh, my, no, how much my little girl's father comes. When it's a nice house about me holds. And it's called in Vishak. And this had $900 cost. And this house is hits knocked up. And then the fifth generations, one of them houses. Last one we've seen another is Nochta. My grandfather's brother is Nochta. Now it's moved and it's in three families that one. And then Nochta's in Nochta. My light Kaira tenants in the other one. And my father's a specialist of my Ure Grosel one and my Ure Grosfather. It's in Finnish West, Finnish family. And I'm home.
When thy grandfather is in Hague, man, how many ager had that cut it run?
I think they had 4 glam long cut, with the fourth move since we're Hague. And then the silver carp, and then the middle 4 carp, and then we're on the home with Annie.
How many key had a cut
it? I was not how many keys a cut it, but then I've been a. I think, man. My father was 30 years old. My father also thought that we were out of the house. And he was driving with the Rus.
Did you work with the Rus? How did you work with the Sager? How did you work with the Rus?
Ja, mein Vater hat mir noch mit Ochsen geschafft, vor ein paar Jahren, und hat mit Ross. Und hat, ich habe immer mit Ross geschafft. Von der erste Traktor, was wir gerade haben, ist in 37, weiß, 1937. Und der Traktor hat zwei Onkels und mein Vater mir angekauft. Das ist gerade noch 36 Quests. Und dann haben sie nicht mehr viel Rosi über dich gehabt. Und dann haben sie einen Direktor gekauft. Und jeder hat noch 2 Dokus.
Was war der Direktor für diese Quest?
1536 ist die Quest mit Lachs. Und dann habe ich noch weiter verfahren. Und der nächste Direktor, den wir gekauft haben, ist ein 42 Quest. Das ist ein M-Quest. Und ich weiß noch gerade, wie der Geschmack hat, wie ich angefahren bin. Oder alle mit einer neuen Farbe dran. Und da direkt da ist jetzt da 52 Jahre alt. Und da ist noch auf der Farbe.
Nicht so lange zurück haben wir an deiner Farbe haben wir all der John Deere gehabt mit der. Mit der Robin und Teil. Wie alt ist der kleine Direktor gewesen?
Der kleine Direktor ist, denke ich, ja. In 45 Model ist er gewesen. Und das ist mein erster Direktor gewesen, was ich gehört habe. Und nur nachher hat er mich einen anderen Direktor gekauft, aber mein Vater will zurückkommen. Und noch in 4 von meinen Brüdern hat er einen Direktor gehabt.
Yeah, one. We do is a glande book question. How many keys have you missed in Melga or what's in Mariets?
Oh, this got no question in 3 years. Man, immer gmorgens, ganz viel hemmer. Key gmorgens, aber wenn das nicht so viel, aber smash week was, hab ich mal 12 gmorgens, und meine Mutter 11, wie mein Vater im 3. Quest ist. Aber ich denke, es ist meine Zeit, ich bin ein 5. Und ich habe auch morgen bei Hand. Ich meine, ich bin immer um 20 Morgen in der Sommerzeit.
Hast du Boni gehabt in den Kühe?
Ja, aber Boni gehabt, ich habe Russisch bei Boni gewesen.
So, du hast mich laufen, was in der Harvard gewesen ist, ha?
Na, ich meine, immer alles im Stall gehabt. und man kann reiten auf Wilden. Und von hier holen wir mal. Mensch, da denke ich hier, Klöfe vielleicht. Und ich habe aber ein Bicycle gekriegt. Und mit dem Bicycle kann ich zum Trost holen, Moritz. Und ich hatte so neblig gewesen und so finster gewesen. Und da habe ich mir so horrig über das Laptop gemacht. Und dann habe ich sie gerne geholt.
Ja, was was auch was andere animals hast du verzeihen?
Oh, wir haben Russ gehabt, wir haben Schäf gehabt, und Sau, und Hähler, und Viech, und die haben wir so alt versorgt. Aber ich weiß, April habe ich 25 Russ versorgt, mal jetzt und habe sie aufgeschaut. Und fahre ich mal vor ins Land
gehen. Haben ihr alle Schimmelungen gehabt und haben eine Gaste drin gehabt?
Gast weiß ich nicht. Aber ich habe gedacht noch um Lama zum Kich gerade hin. Ich mache das mit Lama. Aber es hat ein holziges Loch drauf gehabt. Und mein Urgroßvater sein Platz haben sie auch. Also muss ich gerade nicht machen mit Sonnenstein und Lama.
Und was haben wir in den Kochofen gebrannt?
Misten, Holz und Welschkornbützle und vielleicht mal so ein bisschen Kohle.
Und haben ihr Misch gemacht und Steche und so?
Oh ja, und das ist hart starre, das Beine. Vor allen Dingen, wir haben Fenster im Raum gemacht und dann Misch, dann haben wir Kien ein, die haben Fisch gehalten. Und das hat mich so gestochen sein, weil ich mal in der 4. July gegangen sind.
Und das ist, haben Sie in Jammer gegeben, der russische Lignite, nicht?
Well, nicht wie ich weiß, aber manches ist gerade so gut wie manches Lignite. Die haben gut gekitzt. Überhaupt, wenn Schofmisch dabei gewesen ist.
Oh, Schofmisch hat bessere Misch gemacht, ja? Für Feier.
Oh ja, oh ja.
Hat dein Vater eine kleine Leitplant gehabt? Earlier?
No, wir haben niemals gehabt. Aber wir haben eine Schmiede gehabt. Und da ist ein paar Jahre weit gewesen. Und da haben sie eine Schare gemacht mit selber. Und wir haben eine Bohrmaschine gehabt. Und dann können wir Licher bohren. Aber wir haben niemals kein Elektrizität gehabt.
I know there's a lot of stories that you could tell us, Wendlin, but let me give you a little clue here. What are some of the ways that your family has kept your family history alive for the next younger generations, and maybe for some of us older generations too?
Well, our family, the Vedder family, being there were so many and living in the same place, they did a lot of having different celebrations and to get together, and that's probably what led up to. We still get together every 4th of July. It's been pretty much since 1939, I guess, where we meet, and in earlier years. My great-grandpa was still there when people would come from Canada. They had some daughters living in Canada, and they would come down, and then the whole community was invited. And that's pretty much still that way when some people come. That's the way it was my dad's time. When somebody would come, they would gather there because it was the home place. And since 37. We get together on the 4th of July all the time. First it was the cousins and my cousins, and now it's my nieces and nephews and my brothers and sisters and their families. We get together on the 4th of July every year. And
how many did you have last year?
This last year I think we had close to 300. It depends sometimes what time and what the time of the week it is. If it falls on the weekends, we have more bigger crowds. And everybody brings their food, and there's some of the nephews, and they prepare the meat. Sometimes it might be roast pork, or it might be deep-pit barbecue beef, sometimes turkeys, or maybe a combination. And every year we try and do something special, so the young kids will can understand how life was. We sometimes go out, and there were times when we went out with a plow and plowed the field, and we would go over the cultivator. And some of the years they had horse races, and then all kinds of games. The kids have all kinds of games during the day. And the last 12 or 15 years, we usually have started with Mass. We used to have a Mass at St. Michael's Church, and then we started having it right on the farm. And we have a tent which we use for the priests to have the Mass. Some of the younger people, like my nieces and nephew, they just absolutely think we have to keep on doing this because of the good times that they've had, and they want their kids to experience the same kind of celebrations. The creek is right close. Some years they go boating, and they have all kinds of things like target shoot, things like that. Well, that's kind of it. A tractor pull, see how many men it takes to hold a little John Deere tractor back, and all kinds of things that you might think of. We go and visit the cemetery sometimes. Oh yeah, and usually, most of the time there's some buggy rides, and the kids that don't get off, they get more rides than the other ones. One of our granddaughters said, "I got lots of rides," and I said, "Well, how did you do that?" And he says, "I just never went off." And I suppose there's a lot of kids like that. But I don't know, and we have, I have 96 nieces and nephews. So if half of those come, that's enough already for a celebration. And now we're my family, Katie and my family, we're all together, then there's 50 of us. We have 30 grandchildren.
How many children do you have?
We have 10 children.
Can you name those from the oldest? I maybe better have Katie do that.
Ray Kay, Verna, Joe, Teresa, Josephine, Elizabeth, Anita, Leonard, or Diane, and Leonard, and Gerald, and they all live in North Dakota, except one lives in California, and she usually makes it home maybe once a year. And the last 3 years we've been going to see her once a year.
Give us a little bit of history on the founding and the starting of the Prairie Bells.
Prairie Bells was just happened because one of my nephews was a bell collector, and one day he decided that maybe they should put some bells up out in the prairie. and call it the Prairie Belts. In the meantime, my nephew, that's Leland, and then his brother Mike, and some more of his brothers, I think they went over to the Holy Land and some other countries, and they seen a lot of grottos. And then they thought they should add a grotto along with it. So they bought some land from Ben, 5 acres, and smoothing out the hill a little bit, and they put up the bells, which was in the middle of the winter. They had foundation poured. In the middle of the winter, between New Year's and Christmas, we put the bells up, and it was 20 below zero, and the wind was blowing about 20 miles an hour. And there's 3 bells up there. The one of them is, 2 of them from Sealand, from the Sealand Church, I believe, and one is a church bell. But now they bought another bell from Sacred, from the Grusson, but what's the church? Holy Trinity Church, and that bell will go up next year. And the grotto was built on, I think they used 35 yards of cement for foundation, and they built a grotto with all prairie rocks from the area. Different farmers brought some in. And then when Father Austin was in Italy, or in Rome, and then they ordered a statue of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, life size, and they got it from Italy, and that was shipped over here in 1994. It was dedicated by the Bishop of Bismarck, and the bells are there for everybody to ring, and the grotto is there for people to come and meditate and pray. It's on top of a hill, and you can see farms around and Beaver Creek Valley, and it's a nice place to go and see.
I need to go back, Wendlin, and to a greeting that we talked about earlier. Could you say it slowly so we could, and give us some understanding of it?
In those olden years, when people would get together, especially young people, would greet an older person, and of course a lot of times older people, or especially children, to their parents. When they would get together, their greeting was "Gelobt sei Jesus Christus," which means "Praise be Jesus Christ," and they would answer "In Ewigkeit Amen," forever and ever. And I remember my aunt, they lived about 2 blocks from our place. She'd come over every morning, and she'd come in the house. My grandpa lived with us, and she would say "Gelobt sei Jesus Christus," and then she would say "Jewe Gates," and grandpa would say, "Well, everything is okay," and then she would go home.
We're going through some clarification here now. Who were some of the 5 families that lived on the Vetter farm there that you said were close, and were they family or were they neighbors? And if there were neighbors, can you name some of the neighbors?
My my great-grandfather was Valentine and Francisca. She was a Hofford maiden name. They lived in the wooden house that they built when they moved out. My grandfather lived in a different house, and my folks and they had a family. When my dad got married, my mom and dad lived with grandpa and grandma, and also 2 of my aunts and my uncle. They soon got married, and then one of the aunts moved into the main house, the original house, her and her husband. So that was her grandfather, and she lived with them. They lived together till my great-grandfather died in 25, and my great grandma died in 29. My aunt was married to Andrew Werner, and they had, I think, 8 children before they moved to a different farm. Then there's another house was further back, which was Balser Vetter, which was the brother to my grandfather and a son to Valentine, and his wife was a Chope. They lived there for about 5 years, I believe, and then they moved south of the farm to a different farm. And then Adam Baumstark got married to Julia, my dad's sister. So they lived in another house. We call it the back house, and the one that's middle house. And then my uncle, Matt Wolf, that was married to my aunt, Kenegunda, they lived a quarter mile west of the farm. Some of the neighbors living in that area were, Moritz Wald lived a mile and a half towards the east. To the south, there was Duke Shares. And then further west, about a mile and a half west, there was Antoine Vetter, which was a cousin to my second cousin to my grandpa. And there were Oberlis, and there was Millers, and Schumachers. One thing I mentioned at first, the school that they, or the mail that they got, they had to go 2 miles south of their place, and there was a place where mail was dropped off, I think twice a week, and they would pick it up. That was a Schumacher farm. When my dad started school, there was only 4 children, I guess. So my aunt Magdalene, she was 4 years old, so they took her to school in that way. If they had 5 children, then they would get a teacher. The school was in my great-grandfather's house for a number of years, and then it was, later on, it was the Dukeshire house, once I had mentioned, which is, and then they built a school a mile and a half from the farm. Later on, that school was, there was another school built, I guess, which was a half a mile from our farm, and that was there till in the 60s, about 60. I believe the first few years they had school, it was only like 4 months at a time, and later on it was 6 months. And when I started going to school, it was 7 months of school.
Who lives on your original farm now?
Right now, my brother, Ben, which is the third youngest of the boys, and his wife Delphine, she was an Earhart, and their son Andrew lived on the house where my dad lived, or where we lived, and on the grandpa's house. There's a 5th generation, August is my brother, his son Danny, and his wife Marie, and 3 children live on the great grandpa's house place. And the other house way in the other end, it's not there anymore. So there's only 2 families living there right now.